So what shapes our next body? Is it our desire that shape it? But then the mind also, the subtle body goes with this body to the next body, from this body. So then does the mind shape it or does our desire shape it? Actually the two are not unrelated. Our desires, they shape our mind. And our mind shapes our next body. Sada tad bhava bhavitaha. Tad bhava, that existence, bhavitaha, is manifested. By what? Yam yam vapi smaran bhavam tejatyante kalevaram tam tam evaiti kaunteya sada tad bhava bhavitaha. That whatever we remember at the time of death, we attain in our next life. So from the subtle, the gross is manifested. So for every action that I do right now, that is creating impressions in the mind. And these impressions will shape our future. And actually the impressions in the mind are constantly shaping our future also. But at the moment of death, there is a sudden transition. And then a new body is manifested, which is shaped according to the kind of mind that we have cultivated now. And that mind is cultivated by our desires. It's like, say, you know, if I have a Gmail ID and I'm working on a particular computer, then I have used on that computer my Gmail ID. So now, to some extent, my bookmarks, my search patterns, all those are stored on the computer. And anytime I type on it, all those search patterns, all those bookmarks will come. But if I sell that computer, I buy a new computer. And at that time, that computer is like a clean slate. But as soon as I log in with my Gmail ID, then automatically those same bookmarks, those same search results, they all come back again. So like that, you know, we could say that logging in with the Gmail ID is like connecting the mind with the body. So the body itself is like a clean slate. But as soon as the mind gets connected, the mind has all the impressions. Just as Google has its own servers where all the information about the person is stored. So like that, the mind has its stores in which the related information about us is stored, and that becomes manifested. And then the thought patterns, the inclinations, what is called as swabhava, the nature that we have acquired in our previous life, that carries on to the next life. Does it answer your question?
Sure.
Thank you. Hare Krishna. Something. Yeah.